Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Visibility Catalyst and best-selling publisher Linda Joy. You know, whether it's through this show, the pages of Aspire magazine, or the best-selling inspirational books that I publish at Inspired Living Publishing, I love bringing you intimate, authentic conversation with some of today's leading visionary women, women in personal and spiritual development, success and mindset, natural health and wellness, conscious business, and self-empowerment. So thank you for sharing your time with me and my special guest today. And if you're a heart-centered female entrepreneur, I invite you to learn how you can be a part of Inspired Living Publishing's upcoming eighth book, Shine, Stories to Inspire You to Dream Big, Fear Less, and Blaze Your Own Trail. For details, you can go to shine-book.com. So I don't know about you, but I love coloring books, especially ones featuring mandalas, and I have a few of them. They're right by my end table in the living room, and I love them first thing in the morning. And I've always found it such a zen experience, and like I said, I've always had one close by. But did you know, and I don't know why I never tried this, that you can create your own mandalas? And doing so has so many benefits, including easing stress, anxiety, worry, overwhelm, fear, and depression, and cultivating the feeling of happiness, inner peace, and general well-being that I know we're all yearning for. Today's guest, Catherine Costa of 100mandalas.com, an expert in teaching beginners how to draw their own mandala art and how to uncover the underlying stories, meaning, and personal insights. And she'll share the healing benefits today of mandalas and how to begin your own practice. So let me tell you a little bit about Catherine. She's the author of The Mandala Guidebook, How to Draw, Paint, and Color Expressive Mandala Art. She hosts the 100 Mandalas Challenge and has taught thousands of people throughout the world how to create mandalas in her popular YouTube videos, online courses, workshops, and her book. Welcome, Catherine.
Oh, thank you, Linda, for inviting me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we were talking off air, and I'm like, oh, my God, for one, you're an East Coast girl just like me. We're not too far apart. So that was a nice connection. And I had mentioned that I had been to your site and was, like, having a ball there and peeking inside your book. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've been coloring mandalas for years. And as I do them, I set my sacred intentions so that as I'm coloring, they're, like, embedding inside the mandala.
Yeah.
But I never thought of trying to draw my own, right?
And you know how much you're enjoying creating them, I mean, coloring them, creating them just brings that joy to a whole nother level.
Oh, I can only imagine now. So I'm so excited to have you here and talk about this because I think for so many of us, and I consider myself a creative, I think some of us might have that block thinking, oh, well, I can't do that. But let's
You know, so many do. And I'll tell you, Linda, you know, not only do a lot of people think that they're not creative, they don't think they can draw. And my expertise is working with people who say that all the time and don't believe that they could create their own. It's so much fun to watch them within minutes being able to draw a mandala that is unique as them.
I love it. You know what I want to start with, though? What is a mandala? For someone listening, how would you describe it?
You know, that's a really good first question because so often when I tell people my book is about mandalas, they're like, what? But I tell you, most people have seen them once I start explaining it. So basically, the word itself is a Sanskrit word that loosely translates to mean circle or center. And we see as I'm in these adult coloring books, they're, imagine a circle with repeating patterns, shapes that go around from the center. And we also see them popular these days in fabrics, in clothing. It's printed on like tissue boxes. And mandalas, when you start looking, they're everywhere.
And for me, what I think I've always been drawn to them, they have this mystical element about them, to me anyway, right? There's something so calming when I'm working with one, whether it's coloring, and it's so funny, you're going to giggle, because I'm looking over at the daybed I have in my office, and it's a giant mandala. There's three of them I'm looking at. No, you forget that when you're drawn to something, you want that energy around you. So, yeah, I'm looking right at my bed covering. So how did you start with this? Was this a private, something you did for yourself, and then it turned into a business?
Well, about 18 years ago, I first learned about mandalas when I was teaching a high school graphic design program. And the art teacher on faculty, we got to know one another, and she said, "Catherine, I really think you'd be interested in mandalas." And she had studied art therapy in college, and she introduced me to the work of Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung and the idea of creating this circle art that is very taking an intuitive approach so that it will reflect what your internal thoughts and feelings and dreams and your subconscious, what's going on, you know, unconsciously coming up in your art. And it was really fascinating for me. And over the years, it would show up in my artwork, and I would put a little attention to it. But it really wasn't until about 4 years ago that I made it a central focus of my my free time, and then leading into my work and my career. And it really came out of a moment of crisis in my life. I had a string of losses in my life where both my parents had died. 10 months from one another. Before that, my son, who had been living with me, moved cross country to Colorado to live with his father, and even the loss of my own dog. So it was all this loss. And so after a year, I was still feeling really low and in a place of, not really feeling the energy to engage in life. And I got to a point where I thought I was going to quit being on my blog and connected on social media. But yet there was this little inkling inside of me that longed to be creative again. And I went out to Colorado to go visit my son. And in that week, I had a lot of time on my own staying in this beautiful mountain home. And I brought with me a journal and some watercolor paints. And I was just messing around, just feeling the paint on the page, not really, I wasn't creating for anybody or anything. And in the process, mandalas started to show up. And I was writing and journaling in the margins around these mandalas. And it was like an old friend was coming back into my journal. And I thought, I want to spend more time exploring this practice and studying the work of Carl Jung, because he noticed that when we take the time to work intuitively and create intuitively and then step back and reflect on it, we can have a conversation with our unconscious. Our unconscious doesn't speak in words. And so we can tap into it through our intuition, but also through the expressive arts. And so I was really fascinated at this idea of how I might learn more about myself and heal through this creative practice. So about 5 months later, I gave myself the challenge to create 100 mandalas in 100 days. And at the time, I had been blogging for 6 years, had quite a following of people from all over the world. And I decided I would make this a public challenge and invite anybody who might be interested to join me. And that's where the 100 mandalas challenge got started. And from there, I also had an idea for a book. And when I went online and I was surfing through Amazon to see what mandala books are out there, I realized there wasn't a how-to instruction book like the one I had in mind, like the one that I would have loved to have had 18 years ago. So I set out to create this book, and I wrote a proposal, and within days of me submitting the proposal, the publisher came back and said, we love your idea. And I've been on a fast train ever since. It's been great.
I have it open now in front of me, and I have to tell you, you're right, because like I said, I have a lot of coloring books, and I have all the pens, you know, all the stuff, because I am a creative, but I've never seen a book that would teach me how to do it. Like, Zentangle is very different, and this is mandala-focused, and that's what I love about it. And the video that you have that explains, because I would have gotten intimidated, right, because trying to do it freehand, but you show that there's other ways of doing it, too, using the grid method, and then I'm looking. I love that you simplified it for beginners who feel intimidated.
Yeah, I really break it down step by step, you know, stroke by stroke, and it's really accessible to everyone. And I tell people, if you can write your name, if you can print your name, you can draw a mandala. We use the same lines. There's vertical lines, horizontal lines. You draw a circle. You know, you've got the S curve or a C curve. You can do that. Then you can draw a mandala. And it's just a matter of placing those same lines. And I show you how you can set up a grid to be able to draw this so you can make it perfectly symmetrical. If that's what you're, you know, I think a lot of people really want to have that sense of symmetry in their art. And it's really easy to achieve.
Oh, I'm giggling when you say that because I'm one, like if I'm doodling, I'm like, oh my God, that petal is bigger than the other petal. And I start over, right? But really, I see such beauty in others when it's so organic and I can see it and love it and appreciate it. But that one hit home for me because I have that tendency too to judge. And so we're going to take a quick break right now because I don't want to interrupt you right in the middle of my next question. So let us go to break. We're going to dive in. I want to talk about the healing benefits of creating mandalas because, you know, with the chaos of the world, we all need something that's easily accessible that can come with us anywhere we go, and this is it. And we'll be back in a moment with Catherine Koster of 100mandalas.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is Catherine Koster, the author of the Mandala Guidebook, How to Draw, paint and color expressive mandala art. So what are some of the healing benefits of creating mandalas?
Well, I think one of the healing benefits, a lot of people have experienced just coloring mandalas, even before they get into creating their own, is that they find it so relaxing. And it's like with a lot of other art forms. What happens is when we unplug from being online and all of the things that are vying our attention, when we turn off the television, when we take a break and we start moving our attention to what it is that we're doing, whether we're coloring mandala or creating mandala, whether we're painting, what happens is instead of thinking about all of these other things and having our energy and our focus diffused, we're now centering it in on this one activity. And we're focusing in on just the line that we're creating or the space that we're coloring in. And what makes a mandala even more healing and restorative is that we've got a lot of repeating patterns. So much like when you're breathing and we find comfort in the repetition of our breath or reciting a mantra or even see it like in the repetition of someone who's walking or running. The same happens when we are filling in a mandala with these repeating colors. Once you pick a palette and you start working, you don't have to think a lot about what it is that you're doing. So you can get into that zen, that flow. And as your mind relaxes, your body begins to relax. And as our bodies relax and we start reducing stress, we all know, we've heard of all the benefits that we get when we reduce stress in our lives. So that changes our heart rate, that changes the way our bodies start performing on the inside, and we start seeing a lot of healing benefits. It even helps us with having better sleep and helps us with our cognitive ability, because as we relax, we start activating our creativity. And people who've been creating their own mandalas noticed that they're more creative in other areas of their life. And that, I find, is to be hugely beneficial.
When you said about when someone's even coloring, that it slows my mind. And I'm a creative, and I'm always on the go. I have multiple brands. But when I do that, it is a meditation for me. You know, mm-hmm. And to hear you describe it that way, that's what it becomes.
It really is.
It's sacred time. And I've been doing it for quite a while. I have multiple books. I wish I did it more often, but I started probably a year ago to quiet the chatter. If I'm like in the middle of a big launch or project, I know enough about myself that I want to slow down and ground. So I do that. I color, and I recite a mantra the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm coloring that one photo, and what I notice for myself is, I feel like the energy is being embedded in it, right? So that by the time it's done, I've processed something. And it's funny because I'll take a picture and go, oh, today's, you know, mandala. We get so many comments because people, I believe, feel the energy that was embedded in the artwork. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from being on your blog, you believe in the energy and the intent also. Correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
And in fact, the colors that you intuitively gravitate to all have symbolic meaning as well as your own personal meaning, and it conveys the energy that corresponds with that intention of what you're creating.
It's become so powerful, and I'm so glad that you chose to write a book, because there's so many people that this could really benefit for anxiety reducer. And as you know, anxiety is so high for so many people right now.
Oh,
And even what I love about this, even children, right? If we could start our children with a skill set like this, where they have something that they could turn to that's healing like this and accessible, what a gift we would be giving our children when they feel overwhelmed by life and anxiety. So I could see, like I said, doing this with children also.
And Linda, you know, coloring mandalas and creating and coloring mandalas is very different than the other coloring books that are out there. And you've even mentioned Zentangle. What makes a mandala even more effective for accessing that inner peace and joy is that the design is contained within a circle, and that circle represents wholeness. And when we look at a mandala, we often consider the center as the self. And as we're creating that, or coloring in another design, is we consider the shapes and stuff around it reflective of the people that we're connected with, whether it's within our family, our local community, or the global community. And what we find within working within a circle is there's a sense of safety and security. And as we reflect on, as we're coloring our mandalas, we start noticing patterns both in our life and in what we're creating, and start recognizing how interconnected we all are with everyone. And that's one of the beauties that comes from a consistent practice of creating mandalas.
I love that description where you said, well, it's all in the circle, because I just realized all the coloring books I have, I only choose the mandala ones. I've never bought, you know how there's all the crazy shapes, and
yeah.
I'm not drawn to that, but I never asked myself why I'm not drawn to that. So that was a beautiful description of why mandalas are so different than a lot of the other ones. And it also, you know, answered a soul question of why do I only buy mandala coloring books? And why am I
grounding?
That has to be it, because
it's a centering practice.
Yeah, so my soul, it's almost like my soul knew what it needed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
I love this kind of stuff.
Me too. Well, let me tell you about another aspect of creating mandalas that takes it even deeper. Are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
Oh, this is one of my favorite things. Well, in that work of Carl Jung, he recognized that he himself drew mandalas. And he, at a moment of a crisis in his own life, he was journaling every single morning, and he started noticing these circular patterns coming up. And then he started noticing a correlation between the colors that he was selecting, the shapes that he was drawing, and even the arrangement of it, and how that related to his thoughts, feelings, what was going on with him, maybe some things that have happened in his life that needed his attention, or even what he was dreaming was coming up in his mandalas. And so he started noticing this pattern between what he was creating and what was going on in his unconscious. He then went on to go and bring this to his practice when he would meet with his clients. And he would start with having them create. He would give them a circle and say, fill it with form and pattern. And they would intuitively work. And then from there, that would launch their conversation about what was going on. Because so often, we can't put words to what it is that we're feeling. Sometimes we get stuck and blocked, and words don't help us. But if we can tap into it in an intuitive way, then we can use that as a way of helping us to bridge what's going on consciously and unconsciously for us. And it's a very healing practice. So this very talented art therapist, Joan Kellogg, was really curious about this work, and she gathered thousands of mandalas, and she set out to codify, to notice those colors and shapes and arrangements. And she identified 12 psychological patterns that we all experience many times in our life. For example, one stage may be when we're feeling high energy and we're really focused on a project or building our career. That's very different than when we all of a sudden get a sudden diagnosis and there's this fear and life as we know it is just totally changed. Or, you know, it might be when we're leaving a job, starting a new job, or becoming parents, caretaking our elderly family. We have different parts. We experience these different 12 psychological stages. And what she did was she was able to codify and catalog what types of images and colors and symbols we typically draw within the circle when we're working intuitively, and how that reflects that stage that we're in. So I've been teaching people what those 12 stages are. And then just recently I had a student of mine who's been studying a couple years with me. She intuitively created a mandala in reflection, to honor the passing of her mother-in-law. And when she was looking at it, she realized, hey, this is stage 10, and which happens to be that stage where, the letting go stage, and it happened to have this downward pointing Celtic triangle that she had drawn with a cross. And she didn't consciously try to draw something from stage 10. It just intuitively happened. But what was great was after she created it, she looked at it and recognized that stage, and it helped her to process what was going on in her life in a very beautiful way.
I love it. It's a spiritual tool. It's a spiritual tool. It's emotional. It's grounding.
Yeah.
There are so many benefits to it. And we're going to jump to our next break. But when we come back, I want to know about your personal mandala practice. Like, so for those of us who are interested in doing this, when we come back for break, I want to talk about, like, do you set aside time every morning? Is it a ritual? Is it just, do you keep them with you at all times so when it comes up? I would love to hear about yours so it can inspire us listeners in our activity. We'll be back in a moment with Catherine Koster of 100mandalas.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if you could live the life of your dreams, the life that you came here to live? What if you were able to honor your gifts and passions, turn them into a heart-centered business, and make a big difference in the world, all while living authentically and doing the work you love? It is possible. Patricia Young, president and founder of InnerProsperityAcademy.com, knows that awakening to your own truth, aligning with your life purpose, and having your own business is one of the most exciting and courageous things you will ever do in your life. Patricia helps spiritual, sensitive, and growth-oriented women start, grow, or transition into a business they love so they can go from working for a paycheck to working for a mission. For supportive resources, programs, and more to help you do just that, visit InnerProsperityAcademy.com.
Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations, and today we're talking about the healing benefits of mandalas with Catherine Koster of 100mandalas.com. So, Catherine, right before the break, I asked about your personal mandala practice. How has it evolved over time, and is it something daily for you? Is it a ritual? I love hearing how others integrate something this powerful in their lives.
Yeah, my practice changes from week to week because as much as I like to be consistent, you know, things happen. So my daily routines often shift. But ideally, what I like to do is start my day with it. Do a little meditation, 10 minutes of a sitting meditation, and then sit before the circle. What I mean by that is I take a piece of paper and I draw a circle and then fill it with color and form, however I feel moved in that moment. And so as a daily practice, it becomes a lovely way to relax, get connected with myself, and then begin my day feeling more creative and open. Now, I don't always have time. Sometimes when I have a busy schedule, it may be that I just draw a smaller circle. And so it's easier for me to create something within that time frame. I've also been one to carry a small, like a six inch by six inch journal in my bag with some assorted drawing and coloring supplies. So that way on my lunch break, I can pull that out and have a little moment of creativity and relaxation midday. Or if I find myself in a waiting room waiting for something, you know, an appointment, I can pull it out and take advantage of that found time.
So I love that no matter what, you find little moments of time. It isn't about going, oh, I got to sit here for an hour. It's honoring the time that you do have and being intentional. That's what I heard.
Right. Exactly. I'm all about setting intentions with my time. And so sometimes when I have the luxury of that, I like having a more formal time. I'm all about creating a personal retreat for myself, and I'll signal that with, you know, striking a chime and putting on some nice essential oils, you know, diffusing. And so it really creates like a spa-like moment at home. And then I sit down before the circle. But I don't want to limit myself to making something so structured and so long. Because I'm so busy, I don't always have that amount of time. So if I can get 15, 20 minutes in, I don't even have the pressure of completing a whole mandala in that moment. Just being able to create helps to stay connected with my practice.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, because it will inspire us that we don't have to do everything perfectly, right? It's like imperfect action, being present in that moment. And I'm going to pull mine out because I'll be honest, it's probably been a couple months since I have a little basket on the end table next to the sofa. And I'm going to pull it out so it's back in my awareness again, because I really do enjoy it. And I noticed you were just recently at Kripalu.
Yes.
So tell us about that experience.
Oh,
so if anyone's listening.
That's a dream come true.
Well,
oh,
I love Kripalu, and you know I'm in New England, so let everyone know what Kripalu is. And
Kripalu.
Go ahead.
No, ask your question. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, tell a little bit about Kripalu and how you ended up there teaching.
Yeah, you know, Kripalu has been a dream of mine to actually just go and attend. And Kripalu is this amazing yoga and health center in Western Massachusetts in Lenox. And they not only have programs to teach people how to teach yoga and Ayurvedic medicine, but they also offer some creative expression programs. And so I went to scout it out and see what it was like firsthand, and I did a weekend there because I figured my first program there would probably be a weekend, and I wanted to see what it was like firsthand. And right afterwards, I thought, oh, I knew as soon as I got on the property that I was home. I felt like my long-lost home. And when I finished up that weekend, I downloaded their program proposal off their website, and I wrote a proposal and mailed it to them with a copy of my book. And their program director contacted me and really liked what I had to offer. And so they proposed that I come for New Year's weekend, which was an absolutely incredible time to share a mandala experience with other people. Because anytime we're going through a transition, like going from one year to the next, or might be if you've got a birthday, an anniversary, or maybe the different seasons or the full moon or the new moon. These are great times for tuning into these creative and contemplative practices. So I had the opportunity to work with a dozen people that weekend. It was New Year's weekend. So we went from 2017 to 2018, and they created several mandalas, each one with a different style, because I wanted them to learn how to create with different methods. And with each mandala, I had an intention for that, and we reflected on different aspects. So the very first one was a mandala where we looked at what had happened in the year before and honoring all of the blessings and surprises from that year. So that was worked into that first mandala. But then we had other mandala projects where I taught them how to draw a labyrinth and use that as a tool for discerning what they may be considering for the next year. And then there was a fun one that was very unexpected for them, where they traced their feet, and then between their feet had concentric circles. And from there was, how are they going to be stepping into their own holy ground, standing in their own holy ground, and stepping into 2018. So it was an exciting opportunity for me to share not only my love for mandalas, but to share a practice that they all left with skills as well as ideas how they can create mandalas in a contemplative way.
What a sacred gift, and what a great way for them to start the new year that way. So that's exciting. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And, it's wonderful. As I'm going to be at the Omega Institute. They contacted me and invited me to come there, and they're in Rhinebeck, New York. It's another yoga center similar to Kapalo.
Yeah.
And I will be there the last week of July. We don't have the information up. They don't have it published yet, but it's during Family Week. So
that's okay. I want
July
everyone to
30th.
To remember 100mandalas.com. So make sure you go to Catherine's website, opt in, get on her e-zine so that you know when she's going to be at Omega. Because Omega, I haven't been there yet. I just went to Kapalo for the first time in May to see Big Magic. God, I'm going blank right now.
Oh, that's
Elizabeth.
She wrote Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes. I just went blank. I can't believe it, because it was life. Elizabeth Gilbert.
Yeah, Liz Gilbert.
I'm like, oh, okay. It was transformational. But like you said, Kapalo, the moment I got there, I knew I was home and knew I would be going back. So that's why I'm excited for you, because it's such a sacred place, and your work blends really well with what people are looking for when they go there. And if anyone is, looking for someone to collaborate with and have something that Catherine does at one of your events, I'm sure you can reach out to Catherine, because I could see this at Women's Sacred Women's Retreats. So you can integrate
definitely
this in so many ways.
Yeah. And I love collaborating with other people. I've done some wonderful mini retreats with a local owner of a yoga studio, and we've combined her teaching of yoga with my creative practices, and then we brought in a sound healer and just created a really restorative event for women.
That's beautiful. And
yeah,
I want to know more about your book. We have a few minutes before the final break. What can they expect when they buy your book?
Well, my book, there are some other books on the market that will teach you how to draw mandalas, but mine covers a wider range of styles. My goal was to not only get you started really quickly in drawing mandalas, but I wanted you to learn how to draw them in everything from Celtic spirals and labyrinths, drawing things like with the Mendi style, and then as many different mediums as possible. So it's not just drawing and coloring like we traditionally do, but also bringing in collage and other mediums and paints and so forth. So it's a really good introduction to creating mandalas, and it gives a wide range of projects.
Well, I was peeking through. And like it even teaches the flower of life mandala. That one speaks to me because I love anything to do with the flower of life. I've always been attracted to it. But there's so much detail in here, and it's also beautifully illustrated, and you're walking everyone step by step. It is quite different, right? I'm looking at one that says create the collage background. Like, so much intention went into the book. That's what I feel.
Yeah, you know, my goal was for it to be pretty comprehensive. So if someone said, all right, I only have money to buy one book, I want them to buy my book. I want it to be really get them going and give them a good foundation.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful, and it's a gift, because think of it this way. If someone gives someone this book or they buy it for themselves, you're giving them, it's not a book you're giving them, you're giving them an experience that could change their lives, because, as we were talking about earlier, just the health benefits, the Zen, you know, the Zen experience of creating one.
Yeah, and my larger intention is that this helps to spread peace and joy, because if each individual person who's creating this has that, then that's going to impact their interactions with everybody else, and it's just going to make... it's really going to combat all the stress and the conflict that we have in the world if we have more people who are engaging in this type of Zen-like practice.
Oh, I believe that. Peace starts within. We're going to jump to our final break, Catherine. When we come back, let's talk about how someone can get started with creating their own mandalas. Maybe we can talk about some of the just the things that they may want to have on hand so that when they're grab your book, they can dive right in. And we'll be back in a moment. With me today is Catherine Costa, the author of The Mandala Guidebook, How to Draw, Paint, and Color Expressive Mandala Art.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Attention holistic coaches, therapists, and health practitioners. Are you struggling to grow your practice? As you've discovered, most trainings in holistic healing and any advanced training in holistic approaches do not include how to build a thriving practice, which can leave you struggling to find the answers. Until now. When you join the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, you get the proven training, tools, checklists, and community to help you build the thriving holistic practice of your dreams. Psychotherapist and founder Shelley Ryuta invites you to claim the 5-piece holistic practice building kit, which includes an audio and video training, a holistic practice assessment, and so much more. Visit jointhegap.com today. That's jointhegap.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Catherine Costa of 100mandalas.com. See, I can't get you off my mind, Catherine.
That's great.
So what are some of the things for a beginner to have on hand so they can get started to creating their own mandalas?
Yeah, you know, if they're listening to this conversation even before the book comes on, they can start creating a mandala right now.
Okay.
Go over to my website at 100mandalas.com, and I have a couple of free videos there. And the first one is drawing one freehand. And all you need is something to write with and something to write on. It could be a ballpoint pen and piece of notebook paper. In fact, I recommend starting with something as simple as that, so that way you're not intimidated by trying to draw something perfect. But going beyond that, when you get my book or you start looking at some of the other videos, you're going to want to get a good compass. And I encourage you to avoid the 99-cent compasses that you can get at the craft stores, because those don't have they don't hold their shape very well. In fact, it can get really frustrating if you don't have the right tool. So you want to get a good compass. I have links to the tools that I recommend underneath those videos on my website. And so a good compass is good, important, a protractor, a ruler, pencils. And then in terms of paper, if you're working with markers, I like just a simple cardstock. You can get it inexpensively at the office supply store. And then those also work really well with colored pencils. If you like to color with more of a wet medium, say a watercolor paints or watercolor pencils, I would recommend getting a heavier weight, like a nice watercolor paper. But that's basically all you need to get yourself started. And you don't have to spend a lot of money to pick up a mandala practice. What I encourage you to do is work with what you have. And then as your addiction grows, then and your obsession and your mandala fever grows, then you'll collect more art supplies as you go and experiment with, definitely follow your curiosity on what you'd like to try and have fun with it.
I think it's beautiful. I have a friend who started doing it for herself, and that's what I see in her posts, you know, coloring them, not drawing them, coloring them. And her post inspired me to go pick up my books again. And then I noticed that she posted that she would be so intentional in coloring them, and she would say a prayer for a client. She's a spiritual healer. And then she said, you know, I had so many, Linda, that I realized, why am I hoarding all these? I have so much love in them. She started gifting them to the client that she was holding the intention for, mm-hmm. as she colored it. And she would send it to me. I thought that was so beautiful, because think of the gift that is, you know, when you mm-hmm. create to be able to gift something like that done with so much intention. So I wanted to share that because I thought, wow, that's such a beautiful gift.
You know, that's a really lovely, lovely practice. And so many people ask me, well, what do you do with all your mandalas? And I think that is a really good example of what you can do with your mandalas.
Yeah. And now another thing, I don't know if they make them square, but now, you know, all the craft stores sell blank cards, so you can make your own cards. So mm-hmm. imagine if you put your mandala on the front, it could be a thank you card that you send out.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways that you could spread the love with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And share, you know, what you've created. So I'm going to get inspired now, and I have the rest of the afternoon off, so I think I know what I'll be doing today.
So I want to see what you've created.
I have so much fun doing it. Now tell me, what is your, so we know you have a mega coming up in July. Mm-hmm. We can find your book at 100mandalas.com. What else do you have coming up? I know you've been so busy since the book came out.
Yeah, I have online classes. So if somebody prefers learning how to create mandalas with video, I have a drawing one class, which is 10 video lessons. And when you get it, you get lifetime access. I also have a coloring course. It's a color one. So I give demos and techniques of a wide range of mediums. And then I also introduce people to some basic color theory that helps on how to select colors. So those are always available online. I have that great round course that's just started. And someone listening in, if that intrigues them about exploring their mandala stories, they can jump in on that. In terms of in-person opportunities, I have, you'll see them on my website.
I know. I just logged in.
Yeah, I have a neat program. I'm more than just mandalas. And what people are going to be seeing in the spring, I'm launching a new website called True North Arts. And the mandala is going to be a central practice. But I also have a lot of other practices that I like to do. And one of them is creating spirit sticks.
I saw that.
Isn't that neat?
It was beautiful.
Also, yeah, and that workshop is going to be in Brunswick, Maine, at a darling place called the Painted Dog Studio. In fact, we're going to be utilizing a space across the street in their library. And so we'll be creating painted papers, which is also found in my book. So people will be creating their own collection of colorful papers, and then with collage, creating their own tarot card based on the wand. So we've got a wand theme going that weekend. So we're going to do a tarot card as well as a spirit stick. And so as they're creating those, they'll be tuning into their own creativity and reflecting on next steps for them and what they want to bring into their lives. So, yeah, I love collage. I've been looking at ways of creating new opportunities for people to use, bring collage to their journaling. And I have a new offering coming up called a vision journal retreat. And those are done online using Zoom. And so we meet up live, and everyone who signs up will get in the mail a beautifully designed envelope for me with little paper goodies that we'll use during our journaling time together.
So I have to tell you, I just logged in because I wanted to see. It's 100mandalas.com. Go to events and courses. I mean, you have the mandala drawing one course, the color one course. I have to tell you, I'm all juiced up now and inspired and feeling creative, and I'm so excited the weekend is here. And I am so grateful that you were able to join me today to share this powerful practice.
And thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm excited because I have family members who would actually say, I can't do this, I can't draw, and I'm going to be, go here. Yes, you can do this. So thank you, Catherine.
It's so fun to see people who don't believe they can discover the joy of creating.
Yeah, my sister has said it for years. You know, I can't draw. You're the creative one. And I'm like, well, you'll never be able to draw if you keep telling yourself you can't draw.
Yeah, you know, invite them over, have a house party, and you can get them started. Throw in one of my videos from my website and have some different supplies on hand, and you'll get them creating and having a blast.
I could see this really spreading, like, you know, sister circles or something, woman having, you know, there's so much you can do with this. And again, thank you for joining me today. I am excited and honored to share more of you with my audience and look forward to sharing your wisdom in Aspire Magazine also.
Thank you so much, Linda.
You're welcome. And until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. I hope to see you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on Inspired Conversations.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.